listener production.
Hey there, it's Lizzie Viger with you. All three major supermarkets insist value for customers is one of their top concerns, as new data suggests shoppers are frustrated by tricky price tags on shelves. Policy advisor Bea Sherwood says the new research surveyed more than 1,000 customers and found 1 in 4 shoppers were confused by specialty tags, not knowing if certain products were on sale or not.
The supermarkets know that using these tags sells products faster because people are looking for a good deal.
In statements, Woolworths and Coles admit to using several different labels to indicate pricing as well as limited or new additions. However, all insist they are there to indicate better value on products for customers. A person's home may be their castle, but how one defends it has come into question. Qatar's Australian Party MP, Nick DiMeo, supports Queenslanders using deadly force on an intruder. His comments coincide with an incident where a 14-year-old Gordon Vale boy was charged with wounding an entered dwelling after he allegedly broke into an Esplanade address on Saturday where the occupant was stabbed. Griffith Uni's Professor Charles Samford says the only person who'd benefit would be the undertaker.
It open season on intruders. I don't think we would particularly appreciate it. And I think that, as I say, that it would just lead to probably escalations of violence.
A Queensland police officer has been awarded the Bravery Medal, one of the QPS's highest honours, for his work in Cairns. In September 2018, Senior Constable Tim Jessop responded to a fire in a residential unit complex in Elville. His quick thinking meant the fire was contained to only one building and no one was injured. And bugles have rung out across the far north this morning, signalling the sunrise on Anzac Day 2024. Many locals attended dawn services around the region to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice to defend our way of life. Services and activities will continue all over Queensland today.